Hello, hi, Sanbona. Welcome to Life as a Freelancer, brought to you by Times Live. I am your host, Noctula Quella. It's been a while, but I'm back. And this is episode 12, the final one for the year. It's been an incredible journey. And today we're wrapping it up with a topic close to my heart, seasons as an entrepreneur. We all know that entrepreneurship, much like life, is a cycle of seasons, each one shaping us in ways we don't always see immediately. This year, I spent a lot of time in winter, a season of struggle, introspection, and laying foundation. But as the year comes to an end, I find myself stepping into autumn, where I can finally see some of the seeds I planted during those tough months. Now, in this episode, we'll explore the seasons of entrepreneurship, how they relate to the festive season. Firstly, let's start with the concept of seasons. Spring is when you plant seeds. It's full of excitement, ideas, and beginnings. It's so exciting to start a company and just go through all those processes and see yourself as a director. But when you have to get to the work, it's not as exciting. Then there's summer. That's when you grind. It's where you nurture those ideas with hard work and discipline, often with no immediate rewards. There's autumn, which is where the harvest comes in, the moment when your efforts begin to pay off. And then there's winter. Nobody likes winter, but we have to go through it. That's the hard one. It's a season. Then there's autumn, which is the harvest season, the moment where your efforts begin to pay off. We all love that season. And then there's winter. Well, that's the hard one. It's a season of challenge, rest, and reflection. This year was predominantly winter. Financial struggles, self-doubts, and moments of questioning my purpose. You know, there's times when you work for yourself, you're just like, what am I doing? Is this going somewhere? Am I going to get something out of it? You know? And winter forces you to pause, reassess, and build from scratch if necessary. It's tough, but it's also where resilience is born. And trust me, you need resilience. Now, as I move into autumn, I can see how those cold days or those cold moments, difficult months, were preparing me for the growth and opportunities that I'm beginning to experience. If you are in winter right now, know that it's temporary. Seasons always change. So this year, one of the many moments that I really loved was when I met Robin Sharma, the renowned Robin Sharma. He was at the Momentum Science of Success event. He wrote The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. I don't know how knowledgeable you are with books, but it's a self-help book that actually helped me quite a lot in times where I was discovering myself. So Robin's talk was exactly what I needed to hear during my winter. He reminded us of the importance of discipline, focus, and patience, especially in those seasons when nothing seems to be going right. His book had already been a guide for me early in my journey, as I said, and meeting him felt like a full circle moment. Till this moment, like, I'm just like, oh my God, did I really meet him? Like, oh my God. So here's a clip from my conversation with him at the event. I hope it inspires you as much as it inspired me.
As an entrepreneur, you have to feed yourself a lot internally. And sometimes I personally struggle, especially with seasons. How do I navigate seasons that are extremely tough? Because sometimes life rocks you and you just don't know how to navigate, but you're able to give people advice. How do I navigate such seasons?
How do you navigate difficult times?
Yeah, like seasons. Like, let's say, a quiet season in your career.
I'd say, well, if it's a career.
Or just life as
okay, well. To me, I see them as a little different.
Yeah.
In life, we do have seasons.
Yeah.
We're all going to have hurtful seasons.
Yeah.
We're all going to have wonderful seasons.
100%.
And I think it's human nature, and it's the ego, to always wish everything was happy.
Yeah.
Why? We're just living life. We're all going to be heartbroken.
Yeah.
We're all going to be betrayed.
Yeah.
We're all going to be confused.
100%.
Maybe when we're in that darker season,
yeah,
maybe not see it as such a bad thing.
Yeah.
I think that's in those seasons is when we shape our philosophy.
Yeah.
We build resilience.
Yeah.
We build wisdom. We become gentler and more loving.
Powerful, right? Robin's words about embracing change and trusting the process were a reminder that even in winter, the work we do behind the scenes is preparing us for the success we'll see in future seasons. It's all about staying consistent and believing in the process. Now, as the festive season approaches, It's the 5th of December. But yeah, as the festive season approaches, I encourage you to take time to reflect on your own seasons. Where are you right now? Are you planting seeds, grinding, harvesting, or resting? Here are three lessons I've learned from my journey this year. Winter builds strength. It's uncomfortable, but it's where you learn the most about yourself and your resilience. Spring requires courage. Putting your ideas out there and taking those first steps is never easy, but it's necessary. Sometimes you're going to feel stupid. You'll get one like, you'll get two likes, but you just have to have the courage. Celebrate your autumn, which is something I'm actually learning right now, is the small wins, they matter. They take you to the big wins. So celebrate them, acknowledge and appreciate them, no matter how small. This festive season, as we pause to spend time with loved ones and recharge, take a moment to celebrate your wins. Even if you're still in your winter, recognize the work you've done and prepare for the spring ahead. Before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. What season are you in right now? Are you planting seeds in spring, grinding through summer, harvesting in autumn, or reflecting in winter? Share your journey with me on social media using the hashtag LifeAsAFreelancer. As you reflect on the year, think about this. What seeds will you plant in 2025? What's one thing you'll do differently? Let's start the conversation and support each other as we navigate this entrepreneurial life. And that wraps up episode 12 of Life as a Freelancer. I know it was really short, but I need to go on a break. Seasons as an entrepreneur, thank you for being part of this journey with me this year. It's been really, really amazing and so inspiring for me. As we close this year with the final episode, I want to remind you, your entrepreneurial journey, just like the seasons, is always evolving. Winter may test you, but it also builds you. Spring inspires growth, summer demands your grind, and autumn rewards the effort. Trust the process because your story is unfolding. And there's actually no season that you have to skip or that you can skip, even if you want to. You have to be in that season in order for you to advance to the next one. Thank you for tuning in, sharing your stories, and being part of this incredible community. Let's meet again next year for even bigger conversations, bolder moves, and brighter dreams. Until then, I am Noctula Kwela, wishing you happy holidays, a powerful start to 2025, and as always, success is your journey. Ciao, ciao.